following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hi there. It is Tuesday, July 6th. Back to work for a lot of people who had a three-day weekend for the 4th of July. Good to be with you here. This is Stephen Luke. And let's talk about the Highway Patrol wanting your help finding a man they say kidnapped his young son. You may see some signs out there on freeways or in other areas because they are looking for a man suspected in a homicide. He's 42-year-old Celestine Stute Jr. and accused of taking his 2-year-old son from the Lake Elsinore area. CHP believing he's driving a gray 2020 Kia Optima with a California license plate U335133. Now, the suspect is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone who sees him asks not to make contact and just to call 911. San Diego police detained a man and found the SUV that they believe is connected to a hit and run that seriously injured 2 people that were on a scooter in the East Village. Yeah, police tracked down this car last night near 3rd and K, not far from where that hit and run happened yesterday morning. Police said a man and a woman were in the crosswalk when a white Ford Explorer crashed into them while making a turn. The driver left the scene and the victims were left there. Some serious injuries, we understand, taken to the hospital for treatment. They are expected to survive. While someone was detained here, still unknown if it was the actual driver, police have impounded this SUV for evidence. Another part of pre-pandemic life is coming back starting today. The San Diego Public Library is going to resume in-person services at more locations. Starting today, visitors can browse the library, use computers, and attend programs at these 26 different library branches. For anyone planning to visit, there are some rules still. If you're fully vaccinated, you're not going to be required to wear a face covering. If you're not fully vaccinated, they're asking you to put on the mask. Firefighters have made great progress on a fire burning in Santa Isabel. This morning, Cal Fire says it is 90% surrounded, remains at 173 acres. Now, this fire popped up over the weekend on Saturday when a motorhome went up in flames along Highway 79 near Julian. So at one point, it was pretty threatening there because there were a bunch of homes in the area. Thankfully, everyone who was evacuated has now been able to return home, and there were no reports of injuries as well. So good news with that fire there. Let's check in with Sheena and your First Alert forecast on this Tuesday. Hey, Sheena.
Good Tuesday morning. We have some clouds along the coast this morning, even for some of our inland valleys, and we could see a little bit of fog a little farther inland. Otherwise, it's going to be another gorgeous day. We'll see the sunshine by about mid to late morning, especially near the coast. It's going to look a lot like yesterday, too, so expect a sunny afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-70s near the coast. If you're heading to the beaches, moderate risk for rip currents, wave heights around 2 to 4 feet. For the inland valleys, we'll be in the mid-80s today. For the mountains, we'll be also in about the mid to upper 80s, and for the deserts, close to 110. Stephen?
Sheena, thank you. The San Diego Humane Society took in more than 90 stray pets yesterday following the 4th of July holiday. They typically see a spike every year after the fireworks celebrations. So if you are looking for a lost pet or you found one, go to the Humane Society's website. And we have a link for you at NBC7.com. By the way, the Olympics are getting close. Just a few weeks away from the opening ceremony in Tokyo. As a reminder, NBC7 is your Olympic station, and now is the time to download the podcast Olympic Dreams San Diego to Tokyo. Every single week for about the past 10 weeks, we've been introducing you to a new San Diegan who is going to be competing in those games, and the latest episode could be one of my favorites. It's with Lex Gillette. He's actually a Paralympian, one of the best long jumpers in the world. And he's blind, and his story is incredible. It's going to leave you really feeling inspired as well. And a bunch of those other athletes and those episodes to check out to get you excited for the games, which are coming up in just a few weeks, starting July 23rd right here on NBC7. All right, hope you have a great Tuesday, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.